Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball. Bruce Levine.
It's great to talk some baseball.
Score Baseball Insider, covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Bruce Levine is a newsbreaker.
Inside the Clubhouse co-host, alongside our own David Haugh.
We've got a lot of baseball conversation to cover.
Great being with you, talking baseball.
Bruce Levine.
That's a really good question, Bruce.
See, Bruce asked the first hard question.
With Mully and Haugh on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of The Score. Always a delight to talk to our friend Bruce Levine, and he joins us now on The Score Hotline. Bruce, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I always remember our dear friend Les Grobstein. He would call me with scores, and he'd go, Bruce, Cubs won. And then I'd say, yeah, he said, Reds 7. That was his favorite line, and I know we have a lot of trade talk, there's a lot of interest out there, but it just seems like this year, for some reason, Cub games have been more like Bear games. The mood swing of the fan base and people looking at the game to game, and are they in it or are they not, and we're 110 games into the season.
So, Bob Nightingale has reported that the White Sox believe Garrett Crochet will likely be moved today, and apparently there's not a lot of action on Luis Robert Jr., and he'll be staying. How badly would the potential trade of Crochet have been damaged by kind of the hurtful stuff, according to Chris Getz, that the agent said?
Well, I think it did do some damage, and more importantly, it gave other general managers some pause as far as whether or not this is the type of team guy you want to bring into a pennant race right now, and how it would impact the rest of the room, hearing that the guy is going to dictate how he's used after basically his first year in professional baseball as a starting pitcher. So with all that in mind, we can tell him that don't worry about Garrett Crochet. We can tell them don't worry about Garrett Crochet. He's a terrific team guy. He's a terrific individual. He's a great competitor. You're going to have a wonderful player here for the rest of this year and beyond. But that's not all the response that gets received. And again, Bob is right. If you go to 670thescore.com, I wrote a story late last night about how Boston, Philadelphia, and Atlanta, and a few other teams are still deeply in conversations with the White Sox about Crochet. So I expect them to get traded today as well.
So, Bruce, you were there when you asked the question, and Chris Getz responded by calling what the agents did and what Crochet did, complicit to that, as hurtful, and it was emotional to him. My question would be this. Is he able to remove that emotion from the equation when making the best decision for the White Sox future today, or are his feelings so hurt that he's more compelled to want to trade Garrett Crochet?
Yeah, I think his personal feelings with Crochet and their relationship was one thing. I think being the cold-hearted baseball executive you have to be this year, looking at players as players and understanding how they either fit or they don't fit on your team, I think that's a real test for a general manager. And I don't think it'll be any different than the way that he handled the Dylan Cease deal. If you remember correctly, guys, you know, that dragged on for months over the offseason until he was traded very late towards spring training last year. So with that in mind, I think he's going to insist on getting the best players possible, put his feelings aside, and not have any problem with that. The key is, can you afford to keep Garrett Crochet now for the last 2 months of the season, knowing that he's really not a part of your future? Or, you know, can you wait and get the right amount in the winter for him in a trade? All those things are certainly a new experience for Chris and his front office, and it's not the easiest thing to do in the world, but I think he's up to the task.
Can he get as bad a deal for Crochet as he managed for Eric Fetty?
Bad, meaning you've already given up on that?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I just don't know why you had to trade three guys and get another team involved when Eric Fetty seemed worth whatever return they were getting, let alone, and I don't know what fan was ever going to get you, but, you know, Kopech might have gotten you one of those prospects. I just think right. that Eric Fetty had more value than being traded with two other guys.
Well, I would take a different look at it. I would say Fetty, you know, is a good pitcher. I think he's going to help somebody. I don't think he's anybody else's team number one or two at all. Okay, he might be a three or four somewhere else. And on it, these are good teams, right? So they already have good starting pitching. I agree with you on the Kopech. I think you're training a closer. I think everybody else in baseball, including the Dodgers, who happen to handle pitching probably better than anybody in baseball, they saw in Kopech somebody that you've already trained to be a back-end pitcher and coming along really well, developing his breaking ball, establishing that earlier in counts with the cutter and the slider, and then moving forward and then throwing the fastball. I think they see him as a real jewel of this trade, and I think he's slowly going to work his way to the back end of the Dodger bullpen.
So, Bruce, let's talk Cubs for a second. Jameson Taillon pitched. It wasn't very good. Did the rumors distract him, do you think, or was that just a bad night? And how active will they be today before the deadline?
Well, I think they'll be active, but I think the Taillon ship has probably sailed at this point. You know, I don't think one bad outing is going to change other people's mind about him. I think he still has tremendous value to them and other teams. But, you know, I don't know if anybody's going to give you what you really need to get for him. You're not in a position with 2 years of contract control at $16 million or $18 million a year in a position where you have to trade him. As a matter of fact, he, you know, if you think twice about it, he might be more value to you over the next 2 years than whatever you get back in a deal. But I think there'll be some trades. I think the Cubs desperately want to try to get a young catcher from somewhere. And whether or not there'll be another surprise deal from Jed Hoyer today or not, I mean, I don't think there was any rumor, not one, about Christopher Morel being involved in a trade. You know, your top RBI guy, your top home run guy, the one that people felt eventually would be hitting 35 or 40 home runs in the big leagues. So that was a shocker. Let's see if Jed has any more of that up his sleeve. But the primary need for this team going forward, whether you think they're in competition for the playoffs this year or not, is getting more catching. Amaya's come along a little bit with a stick over the last 2 weeks, but that's not enough. They need a more fortification there.
So I'm just curious, does the trade they made yesterday and whatever happens today mean that the 15-game losing streak is over? Are the Sox now ready to win?
Oh, no, I think they're going for the record. I mean,
What is that? What is that record?
It's 120 losses. Okay.
Oh, I know, so, but I'm saying how many straight games can they lose the rest of them the way they're playing?
I think potentially they can lose just about every game.
Yeah.
And I've never said that about a Chicago team. And I, you know, looking at, you know, some teams in the past, like you look at the Baltimore team in 2021, and you look at the Tiger team and in the late 90s when they lost 119 in the Mets and 62. It's hard to say that a team potentially can lose every game, but the White Sox can, because if Crochet's not pitching, whether he's with you or not, and not throwing innings, you lost Fetty, you lost your back end, your bullpen is in shambles. You have that game was won last night, and then it was lost because you didn't really have the bullpen to try to win a game. So they have the potential to lose that many games. But, Mike, here, I have a suggestion for you being the White Sox fan, okay?
Former.
Right. Grab a hold of another American League team to root for, and I can't think of anyone that would fit White Sox fans' idea more than the Kansas City Royals. Root for the Royals. Yeah. There's not that horrible history between the White Sox and the Royals. You have arguably the MVP of the American League, this with a certain exception to Aaron Judge and Bobby Witt Jr., the best player in baseball right now. And,
right,
and
Bruce,
you saw that yesterday.
Let's get back to Crochet. If the teams involved, Red Sox, the Braves, the Phillies, and I think you mentioned the Dodgers, what are they giving the Sox in return? What is an acceptable return for a player of his stature and what he could mean to these teams' pennant race and pennant hopes?
In a good organization like the Dodgers, probably two of their top 10 and a third of their top 20 prospects. That's how it's got to go. And the Dodgers, if you notice, in the moves that they made, okay, have not given up any of their top 10 guys in their trades, and they have arguably the best young players 1 through 20 in baseball.
Great stuff, Bruce. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Bruce.
Guys, have a great day.
All right, you too.
That is Bruce Levine. I don't know. I'm not too worked up about it. Are you?
About what?
The possibility of getting a good return.
Well, I don't know, but if you don't get a good return, you shouldn't trade them, and you shouldn't be
that's what I'm
moved
saying.
By emotion or hurt feelings. I think Garrett Crochet could be the cornerstone in a building block, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
Build around pitching, and he's your best pitcher. I don't know what the race is to trade him to take advantage of the situation. Why not keep him and see what you got? I don't understand. I think we could talk ourselves into this being the idea they have to embrace and
no,
do it now.
But the thing is, you don't have to trade
you
people.
You don't.
And I think they feel like they have to trade people.
They should have a meeting, and there should be an intervention, and he should say, okay, it makes more sense to keep him and to build around him.
All right, we're going to bring in our guy, Mike Florio. A lot of quarterbacks getting paid and one quarterback not getting paid. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.